The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator McCoy, for opening remarks on Senate File 449.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate File 449 is a bill that deals with Iowa small business. What we're trying to do with this particular bill is provide health care coverage benefits for obtaining the best workers in the state. Unfortunately, health care is the fastest growing expense, putting out of reach for many employers. On average, small business pays 18% more than large businesses to provide the same coverage or less in the way of health coverage insurance premiums, which have gone up three times faster than wages in the last 10 years. Senate File 499 helps ease that burden. Senate File 499 builds on the federal tax credit available to small business through the Affordable Care Act. Businesses with fewer than 25 employees are eligible for the federal tax credit, which equals 35% of the cost of providing health care to employees through 2013, and 50% starting in 2014. The bill will benefit more than 73,000 Iowa small businesses, providing a state tax credit worth 25% of the federal tax credit. The state tax credit can be used against the income tax or the franchise tax or the insurance premium tax, depending on how the entities are taxed, for also including banks as well as insurance agencies. This tax credit is one step in an effort to bring down health care costs and make coverage affordable for all small businesses. Iowa already has similar credits based on a percentage of the federal for research credit, child care credit, and earned income tax credit. This state tax credit is refundable. That means even the smallest businesses that don't have big profits or large tax liability can get a state refund check by providing health care to their employees. So this bill was started in the Economic Development Committee. It was part of an initiative that they worked on. This has been worked on by Senator Hatch and others, and at this time, Madam President, I'd like to yield to Senator Hatch, who would also like to make some opening remarks on this.
The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Hatch.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you, Senator McCoy. This has gone through two committees, and I thought I'd just tell my colleagues that when we put this through economic development, our subcommittee had a unanimous approval of this, and it was also a recommendation from our Republican colleagues to expand the size of this credit from employers that had 10 employees to an employer that had 25 employees to fully comply with the conditions of the Federal Accountable Care Affordable Care Act. So this is really an opportunity for us to see and to grab a hold of an opportunity that we were able to see the benefits to our small businesses. And briefly, let me give you just one example. If a company spends $50,000 a year on employee health benefits, combined with the federal tax credit that they can obtain, plus the new state tax credit we will be able to give them, they will be able to get $21,875 back. Now, that is a small business initiative that we will be able to acknowledge that will help small businesses in this state. And it's an incentive for small businesses to offer health care to their employees and continue the American tradition of employer-based health insurance so that we will be able to have our best workers get the best care they can in health care. Madam President, I support the efforts of the two committees, and I hope a bipartisan support of this chamber acknowledging that small businesses not only have a role in healthcare delivery, but they have a responsibility to provide the best care to their employees, and with this passage, they will be able to actually afford it. Thank you, Madam President.
You're welcome. Senators, is there any additional discussion on Senate File 449? The chair recognizes a senator from Wapello, Senator Chelgren.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Hatch, would you yield for some questions, please?
Senator Hatch, will you yield?
Yes, I will.
You're in order.
By the way, I want to thank you for bringing forward a bill that actually helps give a tax credit for people who want to invest in healthcare. One of the questions I guess I have for you is, why do we have it people who are average wages less than $50,000? Is that what's at the federal level also?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
The question ends up being is, this caps for an employee that makes under $50,000. So if you make over $50,000, you're not eligible for this. And I'm just wondering what the thought process of capping it at $50,000 a year salary was.
That's the federal law, Senator. It's not, and we're just complying with that. I cannot answer the question.
So we're just matching the federal law, which is at $50,000. The reason I'm wondering is, as somebody who has 14 employees, I would like to have my employees make as much as they're capable or, quality-wise of making. If they want to make more money and somebody's at $48,000 a year and I want to give them a raise, potentially this could harm them if I push them past that $50,000 threshold. And I just wonder if there was a thought process behind it. So I do appreciate it. I am supportive of this bill. I was just wondering if there was a reason for the $50,000 limit on that, because I would like to see Iowa employees and employers not have an upper threshold on what their dreams are and what their capabilities are. Thank you.
The chair recognizes a senator from Dallas, Senator Chapman.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for the opportunity to speak on this important bill. I am going to support this bill. I happen to, our family owns several businesses that potentially could be affected by this. But I think it's interesting that the federal government passed an Affordable Care Act. If it was affordable, why are we doing tax credits to help these small businesses? It's because it's not affordable. It's not affordable to our small businesses, our large businesses, and frankly, it's going to continue to cost employers and employees jobs. It's going to cost them money. And for this reason, I want our businesses to be strong in Iowa. And so, therefore, I am supportive of the bill. I just think it's a little ridiculous that we call it the Affordable Care Act when it's not affordable at all. Thank you.
The chair recognizes a senator from Polk, Senator Hatch.
Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for allowing me to speak a second time. But Senator Chapman kind of acknowledged that healthcare is unaffordable and it's spiraling out of control. But that's not the government's responsibility, it's the government's responsibility in a partnership. But the reason healthcare is so unaffordable is because we have a system that does not provide any accountability on the payment system. And whether we want to agree with it or not, the Affordable Care Act is all attempting to try to bend that curve. And until that curve is bent, where we get affordable premiums, we have a new delivery system and a new payment system. Proposals like this one allow us to have direct effect and impact on the employer and his or her employees so that they don't lose their health care, that it is a temporary fix, we hope, for a period of time until the system completely is reformed. This is the beginning of this system. So it's not appropriate to kind of be blaming the federal government on the excessive premiums being charged by insurance companies. So I think we have to look at this as what it is. It's an attempt, a good one, a policy of the federal government, supported now by state government, if we pass this and sign into law, to provide a temporary but sustainable fix for employers that provide good health care to their employees so we can maintain small business. Small businesses can maintain their policies to their employees, and employees can start taking control over their entire health care costs, We agree that there's a responsibility. We've always agreed that there's a responsibility between the employer, the employee, the provider, and the insurance company to make sure that we fund this appropriately and that the person maintains a healthy style so that their health care costs could come down. But this opportunity for us, don't backdoor it as a criticism of the federal government. It's the federal government and now state government that's partnering with private business to make sure that we have affordable health care. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, the chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator McCoy, for final remarks on Senate File 449.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is an opportunity, I think, to do something great for small business today, recognizing that small business is already disadvantaged by being charged 18% more on their health care coverage that they're paying for their employees, businesses fewer than 25 employees, than large businesses. And so this is an effort to make right on those. We will help today more than 73,000 Iowa businesses by providing this tax credit worth 25% of the federal tax credit. Again, this is an effort to address the needs of making sure that Iowans are provided an opportunity to purchase health insurance and employers the opportunity to offer this benefit to their employees. This is a step in the right direction. As Senator Hatch pointed out, we have a long ways to go, but the markers are set now, and we are moving towards a goal. And ultimately, the goal is to provide every Iowan with health coverage, and that is a goal that we will accomplish if we work together. So with that, Madam President, I move this bill be read for its last time and placed on its passage.